Venezuelan drug dealers is ludicrous. It wouldn't stand up in a single court of law.
They say they've designated them as terrorists.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There's lots of people who have been designated terrorists. That does not automatically give the authority to take lethal action. So their legal justifications are laughable. And again, unless they want to share more than what they've shared with me, these are illegal killings. And what amazes me about that is that the president, of course, thanks to this very compliant Supreme Court, has been given absolute immunity. But what about the Secretary of Defense? What about the deputy? What about everybody else in that chain of command, right on down to the guy who's pulling a trigger that results in the deaths of people without clear legal authority? What about them? Test me on this. It wouldn't surprise me if in the next couple of years there are presidential pardons offered to that entire chain of command, because it is not at all clear. Well, it is getting increasingly clear that these are illegal killings. Setting aside the law for a second here, Margaret, you know, I don't know this because they're not telling Congress anything, but the press has all sorts of rumors that the first attack was on a boat that had turned around and was fleeing. Mm-hmm. Even if this were a legitimate military action, which it's not because the Congress hasn't approved it, you know, firing on a fleeing enemy would be a violation of the laws of armed conflict. My Republican friends are saying, but these are terrible people doing terrible things. Okay, I don't disagree with you on that, but are we now in the business of killing people who are doing bad things without authority?